I'm still your master. I'm still Kid Usagi.
I'm still a Kid Usagi, but I will tell you the story that my uncle told me. My uncle Usagi told me this story. Once upon a time, Uncle Usagi was out in a great storm. He was on a boat because he was getting passage from one little island of Japan to another. And it was a merchant boat, and there were a lot of men on board who had seen many things all over the world. We'll get to that part.
Yeah.
So Usagi was on this boat, and it was swaying back and forth, and all the men had to go down in the ship's hold, and they were just rocking, and it was so scary. They all thought they were going to die. And there were 10 men in this boat, and they went around the circle, and each of them told a secret because they thought it was the last thing they would ever say before the ship sank and they all died. And so they went around, and a lot of the secrets were about loves and battles and the dark secrets we all keep from everybody. But then at the very end, right before Usagi's turn, was a little man, and his name was Master... Is this you?
Yeah.
What kind of master?
Let me tell it as a secret.
Okay, tell me as a secret. We'll get to that guy soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me.
It was a wise old master. He was a kung fu master, and he had trained many, many kung fu warriors. But he was all old, and no one even knew that he was a kung fu master. And when it got to him, he said, "I have a secret so deep and so vast that it will change the course of history.
I kill bad guys really fast.
Your guy is coming up. He said, "I have a secret that is going to change the course of history." He said, "Once I trained a samurai, a rabbit samurai, and that rabbit found a relic so powerful that whoever possesses it has infinite power to change the world as they see fit." And all of the men in the boat perked their ears up. They said, "Is this guy crazy? He says that he has knowledge of a relic that is so powerful any man who holds it can change the world." And with that, the great master leaned over and whispered a secret in the samurai next to him's ears. And with that, he died. And then all of the men turned and looked at that last secret, or that last samurai, because they knew that he held the secret. And all of them said, "What was it? What did he tell you?" And the samurai said, "He told me that I mustn't tell you no matter what." And they said, "Mustn't tell us what? What did he tell you? Tell us right now or we're going to bash you to bits." And the samurai said, I can't tell you. That was part of it. He told me, but I can't tell you." And so just then, all 9 or 8 of the other men jumped up. They were about to jump on him, to beat him, to get the secret out of him. And right when they were about to do that, the boat rocked in the storm and rocked the other way. And then snap! The whole boat broke in half and people went flying out the top. Wah! Into the storm. And they caught seagulls and they flew off. But there was only this one samurai and 2 other men that were still in the boat. And the boat went over the waves and it crashed on the shore.
Yeah, but more men were flying on seagulls.
More men were flying on seagulls. But there were 3 that made it to the land. It was the master. Oh no, he was dead. I'm doing a bad job of telling the story. It was the samurai who knew the secret and 2 that didn't. And one of those guys was really big, but really nice. And the other one was really small, but really mean. And so it was a big, nice guy and a small, mean guy, and this guy who knows the secret of where the most powerful thing is on the world. And so they all kind of came to in the surf, in the beach where the water was crashing. And they looked at each other and they said, "Wow, we survived." And just then the little mean one remembered, "Wait a minute,
you still survived too, and you know the secret.
And the big nice guy said, hey boss, don't give him so much trouble. And the samurai was worried that these men were going to jump on him and get the secret that he had just learned. But the big guy protected the samurai with a staff. And just then, Master Death Killer, what was your name? Master Death Killer came around a corner with his walking stick.
He was like, oh, Lordy Lou, who's crashed on my beach? Oh, it's three young boys.
And the three men said, we're not boys, old man. We come, and this guy knows the secret of the most powerful thing on earth.
How will I be him?
Okay, you be the old master. And the old master said,
oh, you see? Who crashed on my little house cabin beach?
And the three men said, we did. We're looking for a treasure so great, whoever has it will be the most powerful man in the world.
Ah! Big guy, come eat some cake.
Okay, master. What kind of cake is it?
Chocolate.
I love chocolate cake. Here we are shipwrecked and we're getting chocolate cake.
Except for the mean guy.
But not you, mean guy.
What? Whatever. I don't want your cake anyway. Yeah.
So the big guy ate the cake.
But then
he felt funny. Oh, was this a magic cake? This is the kind of cake that makes you sprout wings. And the big guy flew away and was never seen again.
But I know where he is.
But you know where he is because he's a master.
Yeah. And I bopped the mean guy on his head. Bop!
Bop! And he went and fell over. And he was never seen from again.
No, he was.
Oh, he was. Was he nicer when he woke up?
No.
No.
He's still mean.
He's still mean.
Then I will give you another cake, but you tripped him over.
Poison cake? We poisoned him?
No, we didn't poison. He doesn't know that.
Oh. Gulp, 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 gulp. And he died.
Yeah.
And so now it's just the samurai who knows the secret.
And Master Fishy Pants.
And so here's what happened. He went to where the master had told him where this thing was. But it turns out that this thing was actually a shell. A really, really beautiful shell that was twisted and curled and twined. And it was like no other creature shell on the planet. But it was guarded by a giant, fearsome,
fire-breathing, electric, robotic dragon.
But he's my pet.
But he's your pet.
Yeah.
And so the samurai came to the dragon and said, I need that shell. It is powerful, and I will battle you for it.
I protect you.
Oh, you protected me. Beat the dragon. Use your magic power staff. And he went... blew up.
What the heck did you do?
I blew up your pet dragon monster because he was guarding that shell. And I need it because it's a power shell.
Oh!
So I went over and the samurai took the power shell and said, ha ha! I have defeated the beast and got the shell.
I will get it for you.
Oh! But as they were passing it, it fell and it broke. And the samurai was speechless. He said, I've come so far to get this relic, and now it's broken.
There's more.
But the old man said, ha ha, that was not the powerful shell. That was
the
pretty one to make you fooled to think that was the powerful one, but the real powerful one is this ugly one here in the dirt that doesn't even look that special. This is the real magic relic. And with that, he took it and he brought it back to the people of the world and said, "Behold, I have found what we've been searching for."
But I found another one.
That's the real one.
Yeah.
Give us your monologue. What's your speech? This is they're both real ones. Yeah. It's two halves of the same one.
Yeah.
But it's only powerful when the two halves are together. And we were two brothers and we fought. And I took one half and you took the other half. And now the world needs to go and find the two halves of the shell to unite them. Oh, look, it's not really two halves of the same shell.
Yeah.
They'd probably fit inside each other, though. Like that, like spoons. Ha-ha! We've united the show and freed the people of the world.
Oh!
No?
You killed my thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now I have Ewoks as my pet.
Now you have Ewoks as your pet. And they lived happily ever after.
But there's more to the story.
There's more to the story. We'll have to do chapter 2
sometime
soon.
Let's play our game.
Let's go back up to Popple Point because I think Jules and Derek are leaving soon and I want to say goodbye to them.